Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And we have the one, the only, as you can see, NLE Chopper in the building. Hey.
Live in the flesh.
So excited to have you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you.
You're our first
male guest, and we are more
He's not the first.
Our first rapper guest.
Yes. Yeah. Our first rapper.
Our first artist. Who was the first? Batch. He was this guy off of, you know Batch? Off of like Vine a long time ago. That's comedy.
King Batch. It's been hard to get guys on here because y'all are so flaky.
Yeah.
Y'all's schedules are so like complicated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were begging you for a few months, and I'm happy you're here.
I won't say begging.
Like, come on, just come on the pod. We need you.
Please. Like, I ain't trying to go on that shit.
Right. I'm just kidding. No, he's a sweetheart. That's not true.
No, I'm happy that you're here, and I appreciate it so much, honestly.
No, I appreciate y'all having me, for real. Appreciate y'all wanting me to come through. That must mean I must be doing something right.
Right? You really are.
Well, if you guys don't know who he is, he's a music artist. What are some of the other things that you're doing right now?
Being a dad.
Oh, being a dad.
A father.
Yeah. Aw.
And I'm out here right now for a movie, so that's really why my schedule been tight as hell, because them be like 12-hour days sometimes, mm-hmm. So I'm out shooting a movie.
What's the movie? Are you allowed to say?
Nah, it's like an LA-based movie.
Oh, really?
Like some street shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a gangbanger? Yeah, what's your role in it?
I say like I'm a gangbanger, but, you know, they try to stay away from gang culture because it got to be real accurate. Mm-hmm. But it's more so like I'm just a street guy trying to make a way.
Oh, that is exciting. So you added an actor to your resume.
Yeah.
Wait, so this is your first time acting?
No, this is like my third, fourth film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I produced one myself, and I was in one, then I'm in this one, too.
Cute. I don't know why. I just can't see you, like, I don't know.
I feel like
mean. Like, being such a meanie, I can't see it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like to show this side. I feel like, why do I have to show it?
I've never seen you be mean one time.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally such a sweetheart.
I mean, if you see me being mean, like, I don't think that's something you would want to see.
Oh.
Are you mean in relationships?
No, I'm not mean.
You be beating people? I'm just kidding.
You ever killed anybody?
Well, damn, Chad, why was you asking?
You know what's crazy? Honestly, though, this is random, and I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but when I was, because I was Googling a little stuff about you, because I just want to know, I want to be informed. Yeah. I don't know if I'm late, but I did not know you were from Memphis. Like, you know, I just said I'm from Louisiana, and you were like, you don't sound like it. Your music to me does not sound Memphis. And you know, in Memphis, they click up.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like you just came out and you came like rushing into some shit in your own way.
Yeah. I like to be on my own time. I'm my own man. I wake up, put my own shit on.
Yeah. You know,
so I just like to be my own. That's what made me stand out from Memphis.
And that's exactly what, that's a good thing because they do click up. And you know, random question. How do you say Cuban?
Cuban on Cuban. I was literally about to say that. Like, do you be saying stuff like that?
How's it?
Cuban.
Oh, shit. That
kinda,
really is.
Kinda. Okay, yeah, I hear it in there. Cuban. That's just odd. That accent is very interesting.
It ain't more interesting than Baltimore.
Yeah, then they'd be like, do, chew, you, woo.
I actually like Baltimore accents. I know that people say it's like the most disgusting accent.
It grew on me.
I think it's cute.
I got some Baltimore partners.
From Baltimore? Isn't that show? Like, hella old? It was The Wire, like, years ago.
I don't need to be watching TV.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're, like, a child. That's, like, a real old show.
Yeah. Don't watch TV.
But, so, also, you've been recently in the blogs and stuff because you got a Krishan tattoo on your face. I don't see it on your face, though, so obviously it was fake.
I think I said it was Photoshop.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Photoshop. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, like, a little sticky. So why did you... I mean, I think I saw you talking about it, but I really didn't watch the video, so I'm actually genuinely curious. Like, why did you do that?
No, I mean, shit, it's just marketing. You know what I'm saying? Getting people eyes on the song.
The first line of that song is insane.
Yeah. What is it?
He said something. I'm not good with lyrics.
Say it.
But he literally said, I'm gone missing like Krishan Toof or something like that. I'm just like wild, disrespectful, and hilarious at the same time.
That is funny. So you didn't have any dealings with Krishan. That's not why you got the fake tat.
You still ain't have what?
No dealings with her.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it was just like a little clout thing.
I mean, you could say that. Marketing.
Yeah. Marketing. Oh, my bad. Yeah. Marketing, whatever.
You know what I am confused about? Because we have to watch, you know, the blogs and all these other things. Didn't it, wasn't it, was that marketing as well, you and Blueface a little drama or situation? Or was that, like, because I'm like,
oh, wait, y'all had beef.
Wasn't he on a remix to your song?
Yeah, he was on a remix on, like, around 2019.
Oh, 2019. You came out in 2019, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so it was in the beginning.
But me and him weren't really marketing or whatnot. I mean, we had some words or whatnot, but. Because
y'all was supposed to box, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Were y'all fake supposed to box? Like, because wasn't he like you backing out of the boxing?
Yeah.
I mean.
And you were like, that's not even true. You put this flyer out.
Yeah,
that's
it was all just, it was just a lot of loopholes in it. But, I mean. Mm-hmm.
He be doing too much and you just didn't match the energy?
Yeah, more so like that. Yeah. I mean, I feel like he's in a space to where, like, him doing too much is probably, like, fits him
profitable.
More than me doing too much. You feel me? Not saying, like, he wrong or not, but he, to for his brand, he'll probably have to do extra shit than I do.
That's his engagement.
Yeah, that's
yes, like, I can see that.
That's his money.
It's like a toxic, like, type thing. Like, he, like, thrives off of, like, the toxicity and, like, all of that type of stuff. But do you think that, well, did y'all squash everything that y'all had and, like, became cool? Because, like, I feel like I would be mad if you had my baby mama in the video and we still haven't, like, tied up those loose ends. So do you think he's sitting in jail, like, pouting?
He probably be, you know, thinking of a master plan.
He got time to do it. So.
No, I'm lying.
I mean, that's when you, that's, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of thinking to do when you're in that space.
Have you ever been to jail?
Yeah, a few times.
How old were you? You
my
was in juvie.
First time, I was, like, 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
Random, when did you lose your virginity?
What? I actually think you told me this, and I think it's something absurd.
Yeah,
like 12?
I think it's more absurd.
Yo, 11?
How old were you?
I was like 8, but but I ain't really, like, put it in.
You were raped. You're a victim.
We was playing mama. She was like the same age.
She was the same age. Oh, okay, that's different.
Oh. 8 years old? She was 8 years old?
She was 8. She was a little fast ass household.
I don't count it, though, because I ain't really, like, put it in. But, like, we was, like, meat to meat. But I didn't know what I was doing.
Meat to meat. Yeah, that's what you was thinking about.
Wait, okay.
I really lost it, like, 14.
Okay.
14? Okay.
That's
was she older?
Regular age. Yeah, yeah.
How much older?
I don't know. We was in Vegas. You know what happened in there, stay there.
Oh, you don't know how old she was, so she was a lady of the night in Vegas. She was a prostitute.
No, she wasn't.
So you knew her?
No, I know.
You didn't know her?
I met her.
So she wasn't selling pussy, but you didn't know her. So for free?
Sounds
like. She just wanted a good time.
Oh, Lord. At
14? At 14? Why are you in Vegas at 14?
I had a basketball tournament out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know 14-year-olds don't look like 14-year-olds nowadays.
Nowadays, that
I
is
down
true.
A little 18 to her.
You said they only like 14-year-olds?
No, they didn't look 14 back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of all that, you know, there's been all that stuff, like, in the blogs and stuff about, like, Drea with her boyfriend who's, like, hella younger than her. I think he's 21, right? He's 22 or 21?
21.
He's 21,
mm-hmm.
And she's, like, 40. So do you feel like when you see these old, super older women with guys who are your age, do you look at it like, oh, that's a predator? Or are you like, he's that guy. He's, like, my age. Like, you know, you don't
do
look
I
at
look
like
at
that.
The woman like she a predator?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, they big mama. What's up?
Big mama is crazy. Because that's, like, super controversial right now. Like, a lot of people are saying, like, if you're dating a guy super younger than you, like, you're a predator. It's cougars aren't a thing anymore.
A lot of they have their mama in their life like older women.
Really?
Because we know, you know what I'm saying, where mom come from.
Mm-hmm.
Every man want a woman that's like their mama. You get me? Like, that do the same attributes as her mother.
But, like acting like your mom, like, I mean, I feel like Dre is a bad bitch, though.
No, not acting like your mom, but giving that sense of security, of taking care of you. You ain't going to catch no girls this day and age. It's really like just, you know what I'm saying, going to make sure the house straight. They'll get the house together. They'll do the laundry when you leave sometime. Not making her like a homebody or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's some women out here getting their bread that's working that'll still make sure home, right? You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Dre will probably be one of them women for him. You never know.
So he just maybe just don't like little girls like his age.
I don't like girls, man. I don't like little girls.
Why?
I mean, it's just none for me. It's just none for
but
me.
But you have
them.
Your mom in your life.
That's what I just said.
So
I just said men.
I thought you said if they don't have their mom in their life.
Nah.
Interesting.
What I see from a black man, if the mama's not as present or if the mama's just not as much of a nourishing mother, some men to like take advantage of some women, or you know what I'm saying, or some black men to prefer the white woman. Mm-hmm. You get me? Like, that's how that shit happened. But when mama is there, mama is, you know, really there and you know, firmly there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most men like to look for shit that reminds them of their mother. That's what I look for.
I was just about to ask that. So that's what you gravitate towards because your mom's in your life. Are both of your parents in your life?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah.
good. So Dad, you had a good example outside. Of love. Oh, his dad's outside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why he ain't stop the woman coming in?
I'm just Have you ever, like, since your parents are in your life, and I do know that your parents are pretty much with you all the time, like, since you've kind of, now you're getting older, like, you're still in the industry, like, do you ever feel like that affects you in any type of way, like, having them be with you all the time?
Hell no, it protects me.
Really? You think, like, I am so thankful to have, like, my family unit, like, around me.
Or, like, grounded?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they ain't there, the vultures there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind popping out my mom, my pops. What's embarrassing about it? Who's going to say something?
That is so
nobody. No, that is true. You really be with them all
my
the
pops,
time.
My pops just like me. He'll kill some. He'll kill
Your
some.
Your dad is super
my mama,
cool.
My mama will defend herself. Mm. Yeah. We all on game. We all G's. My mama get drunk and act worse than me sometimes.
I love that.
So it's like, you know, we all be kicking shit. We don't feel like no family shit. It feel like we all friends.
Aww, really? I love that.
How old were your parents when they had you?
Shit, I don't know. I don't even know.
My mom had my oldest sister at 17, and she had me at 34. So it's like a big age gap.
Wait, because you're the youngest,
probably like
right?
24, 25, something. Okay.
How old were you when you had your first kid?
17.
Damn, that is you're a really a teen parent.
Like, you really hopped out at 16, though.
Like, everybody be focused on teen moms, but like, teen dads is a thing, too.
Because dads aren't held as accountable.
Hmm. Very interesting.
I love being a dad.
Really?
Yeah.
So how old are your kids?
My son's 6 months, and my daughter, she's three.
Three? Mm-hmm. How has the world changed as a father, especially to a daughter?
I mean, that's what it really was. It was my little girl for me. Like, I had a son on the way, but I was like so my mind. I thought I had a son on the way.
I was about to be like, well, you made the other girl get an abortion.
I thought I had a son on the way, so I was like, I ain't going to really change nothing.
Okay.
I'm going to make him be a little me, like a little G.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then when I found out I had a daughter, I had to, like, really change a lot. I softened up. I cleared my circle, made sure 100 niggas around me.
Mm-hmm.
I started to be a better role model. And then God blessed me with a son.
I was just about to say, God knows exactly what he's doing at the right time. Yeah. Every single time. Like, he knew exactly what you needed in that moment.
I ain't need no son. My son was going to be bad as hell.
Mm-hmm. They always say that, though. Like, men always get what the opposite of what they want. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first go-round, or like my dad, because I'm the youngest of 5 girls. My dad cried when he was like, this is my last hope for a boy.
Yeah.
I was like, here I am, little old me, kicking as a girl.
I literally, what I've seen is, like, sometimes the worst men always have all daughters. That should be so funny.
I feel like that too. And I feel like most men do have all daughters if they're bad.
Like, terrible.
Or if they get one, they learn their lesson, and then God give you a
I still know
child.
Guys who have all daughters who are literally demons. And I'm like, how do you just be out here moving like that? And you got 2 daughters in the world, like, that karma's going to hit you.
Exactly.
Right there. Like, I promise you.
And the worst is seeing your daughter cry.
I know. Aww. Well, I got.
Are you prepared for that when that comes? Mm-hmm. So has it changed your whole dynamic of, like, this is how I want my daughter to date a man just like me? Is that what you look for?
I mean, I'm extremely honest and straightforward with women. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just got to teach my daughter. I feel like she'll have a lot of good karma coming her way because, I mean, I just be straightforward and honest. But, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully she gets that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing is teaching her how to handle her emotions when a man is so blunt with you. Because that's also a thing of the nature where a lot of women probably can't handle.
What, the truth?
Yeah, the bluntness.
Here's my problem with bluntness and with sometimes people, not even just men. You could be bluntly honest, but you don't got to be an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a way to be blunt. There's a way to convey your honesty.
I'm the type of person, I'm not the asshole to, like, the 5th or 6th time that you just keep with me. Mm-hmm. You get me? So, like, I'm kind of like a built-up person. And, like, once it hit, I'm like, all right, now you keep playing with me or whatever. And then it comes to where it's like, oh, you an asshole. But I'm like, well, you a manipulator because you ain't going to speak about the other 5 to 6 times I was just cool with you.
Mm-hmm. All right, I get that.
Well, since you are like, you're so big on the truth, I know that you've already talked about publicly about your, you know, your view on polygamy. Is that still your view? Like, you're still into that?
I'm into polygamy, but I'm trying to catch up to it.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I'm trying to give myself time before I consider, like, really, like, diving into it.
So you really want to, like, be into that, like, all the way?
I mean, what's wrong with it?
What? What's wrong with what?
Polygamy.
What's wrong with being into it?
Polygamy?
If you do it the right way, you can build a whole empire.
Well, what's the right way?
I mean, just making sure that it's not built off lust.
I guess, yeah. No.
I mean, you just gotta, that's just you though. That's your preference. That's my preference.
I mean,
a lot of people are more willing and open now to do that because it's so normalized, I guess. I mean, it's been going on for years, centuries, whatever, but it's just like, to me, I'm not about to see no shit. I'm not about to share nothing at all. It's just, you know, different strokes for different folks.
I mean, that's just where we from. That's where we've been programmed to be, to like live here in America. But, you know what I'm saying? The same way that America is pretty much like the only, not the only, but it's one of the few countries or whatever that's built off of monogamy. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of problems.
I think there's like some that are polygamy, but like I think it's mostly monogamous.
Yeah, it's mostly monogamous. Yeah, but when you go to Africa and different places of that nature, where our real roots at, it's very normalized.
It's normalized, but like
kings. Kings and queens.
It's normalized, but it's not really in favor of the woman.
I was just about to say
it's
that.
It's not. It's always in favor of the man. Like, and at the end of the day, like, one of the things that you're saying is, you know, what's wrong with polygamy? We could build empires, but you could also build an empire with one person. And that empire could come from having children, multiple children with the same person. Your empire can be the next generation
that you bring into play. And that's dope, and I salute it. But I'm just saying, like, it's just, there's, like, the way that you would probably want to do it. You get me? Mm. And it's probably a way that I want to do it. It's just a preference thing. It ain't no right or wrong thing.
I agree with that. My problem with polygamy to me is that I wouldn't have an issue with it if I could go get some dick too. You know what I'm saying? Like if we could have a whole like fest of like women.
Can I
have two husbands as well? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I see that woman, they have this woman that's like viral. Real thick bad bitch. She got like two husbands. And like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, women, like if you go back in history, it's been women. Women's
so
like queens
that
did polygamy.
Would you have your one of your women, or both of your women have other men in their lives as well? You're talking about building an empire, so that's really built out if you got multiple.
I ain't gonna lie, like the way I'm moving towards is like trying not to have too much attachments. Like I feel like the thing of the nature is we having relationship strive is like first and foremost to realize that that's not your property. Like, if you want to step out, if you want to do what you want to do, I mean, cool. I might look at you different. I might make sure, like, I take certain precautions when we in a bed, knowing that you stepping outside of the home or whatever. But I ain't going to, like, shame nobody or nothing. You feel me? Because my thing is, like, I think that we should live in a purest form of love. But a lot of people, relationships get construed when it's like, oh, you mine. Like, I'm God, child. I'm not yours. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me?
I mean, I get that, but also I feel like, especially with you, like, obviously, like, you're an attractive guy. Like, you know, you have your little sex symbol thing going on from time to time. And there's a lot of girls, I'm sure, that want to get with you. And some girls will twist their brain to be like, yeah, I'm okay with polygamy because I want to be you. I want to be with you. I want to you. I want him to be my man. So they're going to sit there and convince themselves that they're okay with this when in reality, they're not okay with this.
And they're dying inside.
They're so mad their man is dealing with other women and like doing all this stuff. And it's just like, you put yourself in this situation. You told this man that you agree to this. You thought you were going to change him and change his mind and blah, blah, blah. And then you didn't. And, you know, that's also kind of up for the woman because, you know, I mean, it just hurts. It's like, it's a painful thing. But of course, it's like, I love you. I want to be with you. I want to agree with this to make you happy. Mm. But really, they don't agree with it. We just want to take a second before we continue the episode to talk about our sponsor, Factor Meals.
It honestly is eating way better, easier, healthier, and faster with Factor Meals. I'm actually obsessed with them because I have been trying to save money and also, like, I don't cook more than I need to. Mm-hmm. It's literally pop in the microwave and go. It's ready. It's nutritious. They have snacks. They have smoothies. They have everything available for you. They are really delicious. I even got my neighbors on them. This is a true story, honestly. They were like, what are these boxes that are coming in for you? I was like, yo, they are ready-made meals. And it's like, I'm saving money. I'm saving a hassle. I don't have to, like, prepare, prep, have hours to spend to make a meal that mm-hmm. I'm going to throw away because it's just me.
Yeah.
So I think it's perfect. I love it. I'm obsessed with them. If you want these meals, head on over to factormeals.com/behindthelikes50 and use code behindthelikes50 to get 50% off. That is insane.
50%?
It's crazy. Yeah. I'm not even going to lie to you. Yeah. These meals really do be coming in really clutch. Good. And they really are really good. And you could pick the meal that you want or like what type of style you want your food to be. Whatever.
Vegetarian, yeah. Non-vegetarian. They have red all meat, those options.
You know, dark yeah. meat, whatever you like, whatever type of meat you like. Mm-hmm. That's code behindthelikes50 at factormeals.com/behindthelikes50 to get 50% off. So head on over. They're delish.
I mean, that's just for me to be, you know what I'm saying, keep an eye on. You get me? Like, it's just for me to be ahead of, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? If I've been through it or dealt with it before, it's for me to learn and not go through it again. I mean, that's a part of the process. Mm-hmm. God gonna always send, you know what I'm saying? God gonna always teach you before you just learn, you know what I'm saying? So you really know what's up. It is how life work.
Yeah. It's too many bodily functions and fluids around for me. I'd be like, I'm good on all that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I just think that I'm just... I think I know who I am, mm-hmm. and I know, like, I'm not a really super jealous person, per se, but if I was in love with somebody,
yeah.
then no, I do not want nobody touching
me. I don't want
to,
I don't
And it's not
around.
Even about you're my property, it's just about, like,
that's an attachment issue, though. You don't own nobody.
I don't really think it's an attachment issue. It's I don't own you, but it's like you want to have that commitment with somebody, and you want to make each other feel like you are so special
gonna lie,
in my
like,
life.
You gonna forever, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I mean, that's how a lot of people forever be stressed out. I feel like life a journey, first and foremost. Like, mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, like, I'm really moving towards a space to where I don't owe no attachment to nobody but my damn self. Mm-hmm. I owe myself love. I owe myself being able to not be stressed out about another motherfucker, because at the end of the day, they gonna do what they wanna do anyway. Mm-hmm. No matter how much you stress, I don't want you to do this, I don't want you to step out, yeah. I don't want you to do that. Because what's happening is we looking for love in the wrong places. The places where we going to get all that from, mm-hmm. it's not going to be what you want. You feel me? It's
like,
not going to be what you huh?
I have
what
a question.
Like, I mean, a lot of people, it's like the people we going after. It's like the people we chasing after. You feel me? Like, it'd be no-brainers that person is, like, not going to be that person that you want them to be. We try to convince ourselves a lot of times, but... Like, we just chasing around shit. If you ain't gonna go, if you ain't willing to go out the country sometime to find whoever the fuck you wanna find, like, if you really ain't willing to take certain measures to find that person, mm-hmm. and then once you do find it, this might be something else that just throw you off about the motherfucker. So,
yeah.
Give me
something.
Like, so nobody is perfect.
You just gotta be grateful with what you got and can't have no attachment to the shit. Just know life gon' life.
So, I have a question. Does that mean that you have no attachments? Are you in a relationship right now? Are you?
Yeah, no, I want to live a life.
So you're not in an attachment. You're not in a relationship. You're not doing anything with anyone?
I ain't got no attachments or nothing. I'm just having fun. Just let me have fun. I want to have fun. I'm a free-spirited person. A lot of people not free-spirited.
What's your sign again?
I'm a Scorpio. Oh,
okay.
I came out the womb. I ain't never even liked to be wrapped in covers too tight. I always wanted to let my dick hang out.
I'm crying.
I always wanted my shit hanging. You feel me? So
I'm crying.
I was born not to be him. I was born not to be in jail. That's why I think so smoothly on the decisions I make. That's why I take precautions before I even step outside my house, because I know I'm free spirited. I can't be in no cell. I know I'm free spirited. I can't be married. I can't really do certain things because I love to feel free. Whenever I feel less of free, I'm out of my element, and I can't provide for my family, and I can't serve my purpose here for God.
You know, I was reading one of your captions, and I think you were in Dubai.
Yeah.
And you said you weren't aware of your religion yet. Is that still a thing?
Well, I ain't got no religion. I don't get into that.
So you wouldn't be non-denominational, like a non-denominational Christian, or
I'd
like
just
a...
be Bryson LaShawn Potts.
Okay. Like, I mean, but you do speak about God a lot. So
I speak about God. You don't need religion to know God.
Oh, I know that. I mean, you know, that's my views as well. I don't tie myself to religion. I believe in God.
I grew up
though.
In a Southern church.
not to knock the people that do find God through religion, though, because a lot of people found God through religion.
Mm-hmm. How did you find God?
Being in my Lord's. Reaching out for just off the simplest form. God says you just need faith the size of a centipede, and that's all I had. I had hope the size of a centipede, and I just cried out to him, and then since then, he changed my life.
When was that? You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that'll make you look like the gym. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentic experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, every stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into these sneakers, put on that watch, get your real glow up on, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that your feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I always had a relationship with God. I kind of lost it once I blew up. Mm-hmm. And it was like COVID 2020 where I really reached out and it kind of rerouted and rewired my roots and got me back to him. And I started to hear his voice. Yeah. Every day I hear his voice.
You know what's crazy? When I first started seeing you like go viral for certain things or talking about like growing your own vegetables and like medicine from like the earth and, you know, like feeding yourself with like fuel from God, I was like, look at that black man. I'm so proud of him, a young black man, just talking and educating the youth, because there is a lot of shit that goes down. And we could hoorah, shoot them up, bang, bang, all we want, but it's just like you did come out with, was it a mixtape or like of?
Some positive shit.
Yeah, and I respected that so much because people are not doing that, and that is why you're going to always remain you and going to be in your own lane, because it's just like a lot of people do not do that at all.
I just
all.
Love being me, feel me? Like whatever I feel like I'm going through, I want to share it and just be vocal about it. Now I don't need to talk about it. I don't got to tell you grow this, or I don't got to tell you consume herbs. I'm real deal in the streets, making sure that motherfuckers is good. Like, I'm real deal giving back. I'm real deal making these charities. I'm real deal going to schools. Like, I don't even got to say it no more. Yeah. I was so vocal about it because I was excited. Mm-hmm. Now it's like I'm really still excited about it, but I'm really, like, taking the message to not even say shit. I'm just, my work is speak for it.
Do you feel like you've, like, faced any backlash? Obviously, because since you are, like, a rapper, people don't expect that to come from you.
So I got clowned at first. Like, people was calling me weird.
I know, that's...
But now a lot of motherfuckers doing the shit I was just preaching 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see everybody say they healed now. Or you see everybody want to move towards it. Not knocking them because I feel like...
Hasn't Kevin Gates been doing that, though, for a long
Kevin
time
been
too?
On that. Kevin, we ain't going to fuck with Kevin. Mm-hmm. Kevin
has,
been
right?
on that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But a lot more people been, like, moving towards, like, a healthy lifestyle. And you know what I'm saying? But that shit started. That shit really started with me and Nipsey Hussle, if we being 100% honest. Like, right after Nipsey passed... I said, you know what, I want to pick up that torch for him. And we don't get credited like that for it, but it ain't for me to get credited for it as long as I'm seeing people change. I ain't going to be like, oh, nigga, I'm the one that told you to do that. You know, feel me?
Yeah. We'll give you your flowers here. We'll give it to you right
now. That was cool. I mean, I think that's great. It's just so much, even just like drugs and just everything going on now. Like, we see so many like young rappers die from, you know, overdosing and things like that. And it's just, like, it's crazy, like, the shit that goes on now. So I definitely think that's a great message for, you know, the younger kids.
So you don't drink or smoke?
I mean, I don't drink. I hit a blunt or two if I'm out of moderation. I do shit in moderation now. But I was 3 years, like, just fully sober. So I built myself up to be able to, like, have the self-control to know, like, I have a little fun.
I get paranoid.
Get back, you know what I'm saying, get back on your shit. So I create a good balance between me and self.
Yeah. Have you drank alcohol before?
What you mean?
Like, you've drank alcohol before? Like, you've been drunk before?
I literally bought him.
Because you're like, I don't drink.
I bought him bottles of water, and he wouldn't drink out of the plastic bottles of water. I'm like, it's on a whole nother level. I should have got them cardboard boxes of water. Whose water is that? Jaden's?
Do you even drink out of cardboard or only glass?
I drink out of glass.
Oh, you only drink out of glass.
Excuse me. So when you go to studios, what is it called? Like that demand, you'd be like, I need only glass water.
Is that called a runner? Or
yeah,
what
runner.
Is it? What else do you add? What's like your weird studio thing?
I bring my own water. I just bring my own shit. Like you I just need
green
the heat
M&Ms.
On.
Oh, the heat on?
The heat on. I like to rap like it's in the summer.
Oh, my goodness. Why?
Mm-hmm. I'm Jamaican. I'm a yada. Yada. I got a yada blood, you know?
Anywho, random. Do you have, I know you said that you're not dating anybody right now. Do you have any, like, celebrity crushes? Or just, like, I don't know, regular girl crushes?
Oh, none of y'all.
You don't?
No, none of them motherfuckers.
First of all, why would you say y'all? You can look at the camera when you say that.
Oh, none of y'all.
Damn.
Nah, it's like.
So nobody has hope out there.
Don't nobody want me.
So you want just like a regular plain Jane, work at Trader Joe's, McDonald's?
I just want to be successful.
You want a bitch on a farm.
I don't want nothing. I don't want
you know
no
who
one.
You should try to talk to? Khalees.
Khalees?
She got a farm.
She has a, wait.
She has a farm.
The one who's pregnant?
She's not pregnant. She was married to a white man. Are they still married?
I don't know. I don't even know who Khalees is anymore. I'm thinking of Kelly Uchiha with Don Toliver.
Khalees?
Oh, Khalees with the milkshake.
Yes.
She is, and she's older.
She's older.
She got a farm.
She has a farm.
You if she got a farm, I might fuck with her.
See, I knew.
She's a bad bitch, honestly.
I need
that would
farm.
Be cute.
I've been trying to grow some food, too, so I'm going to hit her up.
I don't know if she's still married, but I don't think she is.
I don't think she is either.
Why is she married? We ain't got a farm. We can just be on business time. Yeah, if she got a farm, I need
yeah,
somebody
I think she has
that
a
farm.
And she like does like some little TikTok stuff now. And she's still a bad bitch.
She is.
Oh, you talking about the one that be going all across the world?
I don't think.
No.
Khalees.
Khalees.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the
yard. Didn't she used to date Nas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, Nas's ex-wife.
They were married. They were married. Ex-wife.
How she look?
Bro, are you dead ass serious right now?
Caramel.
Hold on.
Afro-ish,
I'm going to show you.
Reddish hair.
She's a red bone.
Is she red bone?
Yeah, she is.
No, because...
She is a red bone, y'all.
No, she's not.
Bro.
But
she has a red undertone to her skin.
That's not what you call red bone. Red bone is like us two, kind of.
Bitch, yellow. We're not... We're pale. We're white bones.
That's what a red bone is. Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, I know her.
You know her? You be talking to her?
She be going all over. I just DM'd her.
She has
her.
A farm.
You did?
Isn't that crazy?
I'll be knowing.
What you DM her saying? How you slide in the DM?
I said,
I like that farm shit you doing.
Nah.
You said, I need that.
I need that farm milkshake.
Right.
I think I really just wanted to let her know, like, she real beautiful. Like, I like her skin and I like her hair. And
yo,
I like
I'm
how she be doing a lot of positive shit for real. She was, I just seen her over in Tunisia, if I ain't tripping, with a school bus full of kids,
Tanzania?
And she was like helping them. Tanzania. It's in Tunisia, too.
It's Tanzania.
In Africa.
Tunisia.
Tanzania is in Africa.
Tanzania. That's
Tanzania.
How you say it? Tunisia. It's two of them.
And a Tanzania.
Right?
Okay.
I never heard of Tunisia.
We will
both
be right.
Yeah.
Well, I called
that
one.
She is a rapper. I know that is crazy. Since she's a rapper, do you pay attention to like the female rap beef?
I don't like it.
Really?
I know, right? Shouldn't it be like,
like
oh
it, bro. I don't like it because I feel like I don't like it. I don't like
honestly,
it. Fool.
Mood.
Honestly,
mood. Same. It's just so it's so cuz
like beef food, like beef where I come from, niggas die. Motherfuckers don't die. And
yeah.
Female beef, they don't even fight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what we really fighting for?
Yeah, it would cancel a lot of shit if they could just get in the ring and just like box it out real quick. Like how men be slap boxing. I never understood how men can slap box and be cool after that. If I'm slap boxing my homegirl, bitch, we ain't never talking.
Forever, bitch.
Slap box. Who slap box?
Like men, like
they slap box to fight their problems out?
Men be slap boxing.
You never heard
to
of
play
slap
play,
boxing.
To play fight.
Nah,
man,
y'all
no
be
real.
Serious. Them slap boxing.
I've never heard of slap boxing when you're actually angry. I would say slap boxing is more
to,
of a funny
play
thing.
Shit.
Yeah.
But men be fighting and still be friends afterwards. Have
like
you ever done
fake
that with y'all
boxing?
Yeah, I've done that. But in today's age, they don't really do that like that too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know,
woo-hoo.
The little fake boxing thing or whatever the case may be.
So you just don't like it. Who do you think is like the best female rapper killing the game right now?
Sexy Red, what the fuck?
Sex. I'm not gonna lie, she is because in the club. She's consistent. Just her. Her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She just she be her, bro. That's what's gonna win. Everybody wanna be, see her.
Yeah, you're not gonna say your fellow Memphis native.
Right.
Yeah, glow.
Big glow. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Curbing on curbing.
I love glow. Big glow. Not the little one, the biggest. Big the glow. Biggest. We love glow.
You know what else I wanted to ask you? I seen that. So when you first, at 16, when you first got on, they tried to sign you for $3 million and you turned mm-hmm. that down because yeah. NLE stands for No Love Entertainment, right?
Mm-hmm. Which That's I what that stands for?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that.
I know, right? So it says, so if you could do it all over, would you do that again?
What, like not sign?
Yeah, not sign because aren't you signed to like Warner Music now? Like yeah, how does that work?
So what happened was like every label kind of wanted to give me like $3 million, but I wouldn't own my masters, I wouldn't have creative mm-hmm. control and all that other shit. So I told them no, and I stayed independent for like 6 months to the point to where I showed them I could be hot without y'all, and I went back to Warner Records and just told them what I wanted, and they gave me everything I wanted. They gave me like 8 M's. Masters, creative Damn. Control.
Let me get a dollar.
They gave me my label. So they gave me all these different things. And
that is amazing. So I'm based. It's a partnership. It's a partnership. Crazy.
I got a 50-50 partnership with them. So it's like I'm in control of my shit. We just work together.
I love that.
I love that. You are such an educated young man.
Shout out to my team. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Mom Deuce. Like, that's why you need your mom around.
Yeah, so your mom was like behind that whole situation. Of course, had to be, because at 16, $3 million is like, oh, I'm getting that.
Because these people in this industry are so evil and just shiesty.
They vultures. Everybody want their mama. If they don't want their mama, I mean, they just mean there's something with them. I don't know, but everybody wants a family around here that know what they doing. Mm-hmm. Don't let nobody think, you know what I'm saying?
How does your mom know about, you know, that kind of stuff?
We didn't. We just, like, got it.
Okay, so y'all just figured it out as you went.
My mama did taxes and real estate. Mm-hmm. She ain't know nothing about the music industry. Right. We sat there and learned that shit together and talked it out together. Like you know what I'm saying? What we want to do, what we want out this shit. And when they was talking to us and we had the lawyers look over shit, we like, that ain't what we want.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You go in like, this is what I want. That's commendable. It really is.
Yeah, you have to warn everybody who's getting into music. Like, make sure you have somebody on your side. You have them lawyers lined up, having people look over the stuff. Like,
make sure you know what's going on.
Yeah, you got to know what's going on. Like, you will get over in the music industry. So many people. And
if you ain't got the person to help, you got to be the person to help yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to take them measures before you make decisions. Mm-hmm. And just know, like, you ain't in no rush with shit. Like, I wasn't in no rush.
Yeah.
They told me if I ain't signed within a week or two standpoint, I might fall off or opportunities might not be there.
Yeah.
6 months later, they were still calling me every day.
Hey,
what are he doing? Is he signing every day? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So bet on yourself.
So, like, being in the industry... In the music industry, you know, we all know it's crazy. Have you ever been to one of Diddy parties?
Hell no.
Been to one of Diddy's parties?
No.
That's good. What are you thinking about everything that's going on with all that?
How couldn't have been
talk about Meek Mill and all that. Do you believe that or no?
I don't know. That ain't my space to speak on it. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they is 2024, bro. Bro gay. Why you give a
He claims he's not gay.
If he ain't,
which is
if
fine.
He ain't gay, but that's you know cool the way, too,
yeah, of course. But you know the way he like tried to disclaim it was like, man, I love me some hot wet pussy. And I'm like, why are you going on Twitter and saying some shit? I was like, at first I wasn't.
Literally, all you have to say is I'm not gay.
Why are you? Honestly, I'm not dating nobody having to be some gay allegations. I'm just kidding. That's
I'm
just
okay
me.
With a gay allegation. Honestly, I'm okay with it because I like, you know, a little artsy fella.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't mind.
Not me. I like some real hood shit. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm like, hey, it's whatever, bro. Like,
so shit, Diddy wasn't where it's at?
Yeah, no, I could never. No. It ain't for me. It ain't me.
Well,
salute to them, though. Like, you hear me? Like, if that's how they want to rock, that's how they want
to
rock.
I mean, you don't need to be around that anyways. They, I mean...
But be a lot going on.
Me personally, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't even play about that. But it's respect to the people that do. I don't mind it. Like, I treat everybody like a human.
What?
Human.
Human.
Right.
But hell no.
You're not worried about going to Diddy party because you turned down $3 million at 16. Diddy, like, I'll take you shopping.
Oh, right.
Yeah. They was saying a lot of little shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was certain niggas that was like, they was trying to buy my mama a car and a house and shit.
Yeah.
My mama like, nigga, I don't need that shit. I got my own money. Fuck you talking about? Right. I said, mama so P. She so P, boy. She keep that shit P, mama.
I love that. If your dad ever cheated on your mom, would you tell your mom?
Yeah, I did that shit as a young nigga.
You was snitching?
You was
yeah, like, been there, done that.
I was trying to get out of whoopings and shit. I was trying to hear me.
Daddy was with another so don't
I was borderline getting kicked out the house every other day. So I had to do some shit to, you hear me, to be on somebody's good side in that motherfucker.
He making up fake scenarios just to stay in the house to get over on his mom and dad.
So you're like, you don't play that shit even now. You're like, I would never want to see that.
I don't
that.
Give a fuck what they do now, shit.
You're
I'm,
like,
I'm old enough to understand shit. Right. I cheat. I done cheated. So what am I going to get on him about cheating for?
That's hilarious.
Feel Black me? Women never cheat, though. That's crazy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, man. Whatever make y'all feel good. Yeah, y'all don't. Yeah, I know.
But yeah, so that was great. Thank you for coming on this show. We love it. We loved you. You talked about so many amazing things, and we have to be sure to keep an eye out. Do you have like a name for the film? Like, do they get any info?
They'll see it. It'll be on the way.
So they will see.
You're going on tour soon too, right?
Yeah, tour. A Boogie. Yeah.
Isn't that exciting? How many tours have you been on?
Too many.
Wait, is it A Boogie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love A Boogie.
I know, right? Can we come on? Can we come backstage?
Can whatever we perform on need. Stage? Can we just make up a little song and come?
I
will open up for need. You.
Is she getting back into music?
I'm just fucking around. But
I do a little something too.
Wait, so when are you gonna be that?
Yeah, spit that shit out there.
Wait, when are you guys gonna be having a show in LA?
I don't know. I'll hit you. I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me get some
tickets. No, me, I'm a call away.
Mm-hmm, only mm-hmm. one call away.
Always.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
you. We look forward to going on tour with y'all.
Yeah. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.